Every case is individual, and we vary the course of procedure to suit the case, just as we vary the arguments to suit the case. When the patient is new in science, perhaps the major part of the treatment should be silent. However, you should give plenty of explanation to satisfy the patient. Just to give the patient a book to read while the practitioner gives a silent treatment is not always satisfactory. The patient is coming for healing and enlightenment. If you say little or nothing, he may be disappointed. When you are working with a patient who is well versed in science, then an audible treatment is apt to get better results. The advanced student of science knows that the claim he is discussing is of a mental origin. He is beyond thinking that matter is a cause, and he should know that error is not a cause. The better way in this case is to uncover the error audibly, to talk it over with the patient, and not to frighten him. We trust God to guide us every step of the way. At times, we must practice what Mrs. Eddy says, unspoken pleading and eloquent silence. See the marginal headings at Science and Health 411.29 and 412.12. Through silent treatment and explanation, you can cause the error to be self-seen. Then its nothingness appears and it is destroyed. A favorite quotation of mine is from No and Yes. Quote, I have healed more disease by the spoken than the unspoken word. Close quote. This, I can say, has been my experience. I like to talk to patients and explain things to them. I give silent treatments. We all do. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, the student who heals by teaching and teaches by healing will graduate under divine honors, which are the only appropriate seals for Christian science. Close quote. Treatment is knowing. Jesus said, quote, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Close quote. With this knowing, our whole experience is one of freedom. Our withinness and our withoutness are in perfect agreement. You are not treating in science when you talk to the claim in a manner as if it were an entity. Do not personalize evil, even though the treatment reveals the channel. It is still animal magnetism. In Rudimental Divine Science is a very enlightening paragraph on treatment, and it tells us, in a nutshell, just how to go about our work as practitioners. Study this paragraph thoroughly. Quote, when treating a patient, it is not science to treat every organ of the body. To aver that harmony is the real, and discord is the unreal, and then give special attention to what, according to their own belief, is diseased, is scientific. And if the healer realizes the truth, it will free his patient. Close quote. Note this well. Quote, if we follow the command of our master, take no thought for your life, we shall never depend on bodily conditions, structure, or economy, but we shall be masters of the body, dictate its terms, and form and control it with truth. Close quote. Ponder this. Your body is your thinking, and it is not a thing to think about. Your body is your thinking. Your body cannot talk to you. Your body is your talking. Peace is the ultimate in every treatment. When we treat with the thought of fighting something, then we give the error entity and there is a struggle. You see the error as an adversary, as something, then you have two. In reality, the discord is only a negation. It is only masquerading. Always go to the cause and never worry about effect. God takes care of it. Do not try to make a sinner out of everyone who comes to you. A great many people think a certain form of sin is especially responsible for some particular disease. If this kind of thinking is persisted in, it will limit your scope of usefulness. This is very bad thinking. How can you show forth the clarity of mind from such an erroneous base? Error is never a cause. In all obstinate and stubborn cases, treat for fear. Allay the fear, and know there is exemption from danger. All you ever have to meet is the negative of what you already know. You realize you cannot tell a man anything he does not already know as the man of God. The negation is always some phase or form of mind stated negatively, and all you do is reverse it. This is so satisfying. Quote, "Remember," says Mrs. Eddy, "thou canst be brought into no condition, be it ever so severe, where love has not been before thee, and where its tender lesson is not awaiting thee." Close quote. No case is ever material. It is always animal magnetism. And since that is the status of things, then no case can perplex, embarrass, or puzzle you in the least. Do you think any so-called case could be an enigma to God? Ignorance and mystery are what make a case confusing. Challenge them. Break through and know what God knows. You really have the divine capacity. Of what are you afraid? The sin in every case is the sin of accepting another mind. This is not a matter of the patient's being a sinner in the old way of thinking. Mrs. Eddy plainly tells us, quote, "If mortals claimed no other mind and accepted no other, sin would be unknown." Close quote. Your work is to know the one mind as the only mind to the case. When you have a claim of any sort, when you entertain any discordant condition, you are simply having two minds. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Suffering is an error of sinful sense," close quote. A sinful sense and a sense of sin are the same thing, a belief of two minds. This error of sinful sense, or the error of having two minds, is the suffering. You don't treat the suffering, that is a decoy. You stop having two minds. You aver that harmony is the real, and that destroys the error or animal magnetism. Then you have no suffering. Why do you try to have two minds? Can't you see that it is all of your own choosing? Your neighbor did not tell you, I did not tell you, and certainly God did not tell you. Two minds is the sin. Sin is a belief in another power. The sin always appears objectified as, quote, mortal mind sees what it believes, as certainly as it believes what it sees, close quote. She says, quote, it feels, hears, and sees its own thoughts, close quote. This objectification is accompanied by fear, a type of thought that appears destructive. Sin breaks the first commandment. You have another God. This other God is suggesting, directing, and controlling you in the belief that you have another mind to which you give reality. It is just like saying, I have another horse, but he is not the real one, so I don't get along too well when I try to ride him. The question is, who heals? Not man. Truth heals. It is the right thought that displaces the wrong thought, just as light dispels darkness. You ask, can animal magnetism heal, or can belief heal? No. It is affirmation with realization that heals. Your affirmations must be clearly defined in thought. This is necessary to enable you to deny exactly, with assurance and understanding. When your arguments and affirmations are thus accurately stated, you will speak with authority. Quote, when the thinker is lost in the eminence of mind, the healing takes place. Close quote. An argument is only to bring you to the final and complete realization that spirit is supreme and all. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, remember that the letter and mental argument are only human auxiliaries to aid in bringing thought into accord with the spirit of truth and love, which heals the sick and the sinner. Close quote. You do not bring the patient to this conviction. Your patient is not a person or a thing, although he may appear that way to you, but your patient is only a hypnotic suggestion claiming to be your thinking. The patient is only the negative statement about God. What do? Why, you know it is only a lie, and you reverse it. No one can cause you to swerve from the straight and narrow without your consent. Establish these things as you have established your honesty. Who can cause you to steal? Mrs. Eddy certainly encourages you along the way. She says, quote, he, Jesus, never described disease, so far as can be learned from the gospel, but he healed disease. Close quote. Quote, whoever reaches the understanding of Christian Science in its proper signification will perform the sudden cures of which it is capable. But this can be done only by taking up the cross and following Christ in the daily life. Close quote. You can heal all disease. You have the universal panacea.